Welcome, everybody. Shia number 850, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting question. What about the instant soups? We're talking a little bit about soups, which is not so much parts of it is in our Simen Resh Ches, which we're trying to work on. Some parts are in other areas, but I'm just trying to go through Rabbadna and the Sefer. He brings down in Halachos HaBrachos various different type of soups, how to work with them. So he says, interesting, what about an instant soup? The instant soups that everybody knows, everybody buys those instant soups, right? One has to be careful on Shabbos, by the way. I just want to mention Agav Urcha on the side. Shabbos, you're not supposed to make that on Shabbos. But let's say during the week, right? So what about instant soups? What's the correct bracha to make on the instant soup? So he brings down, there's Rabban on page 435, vegetable soups made from dehydrated soup mixes, okay, which is these instant soups. And he says on the bottom, I'm not going to get into the whole thing why, but he says vegetables and herbs such as parsley, dill, and the like, which ordinarily require inspection, right? One has to inspect these type of things before they eat it, for insects and so on, prior to use, require no prior inspection if dehydrated. He explains the whole reason on the bottom, but be it as it may, interesting thing to keep in mind, if it's in a dehydrated state. So he says like this, made from dehydrated soup mixes, right? Packets of dried vegetables, for example. It's not the regular vegetables, it's always dehydrated vegetables in these instant soups. So packets of dried vegetables or herbs or flavoring which are added to the water to make instant, quote-unquote, instant soup that we know, right, are usually eaten for the liquid soup. The people buy it and they eat it for the liquid. The flavoring and the vegetables and the vegetable solids are added merely to enhance the liquid. So those little things that are dehydrated, the vegetables, whatever, are only there to enhance the liquid itself, but the ikkar, the main thing, is the liquid. This is how he brings it down. Since the liquid is the ikkar, the appropriate bracha is a shahakal, right? In other words, it's different than a regular vegetable soup. Person cooks a regular vegetable soup, a person likes the vegetables, I'm eating the vegetable soup for the vegetables. These instant soups are a little bit of a different category, if you want to call it. In other words, not such a different category, but the reason why the things are in there is for a different category. So it's because of the liquid. Since the liquid is the ikkar, the appropriate bracha is a shahakal. And the shahakal will exempt the other enhancing ingredients. In other words, all the other dried up stuff in it is only there to enhance the soup itself in general. That's sort of like the concept of these type of soups. Okay, so then he goes further to say that now you'd have some different types. He says some types of microwave ready instant soups, dehydrated ingredients packaged in a ready serve cup, contain an ample amount of vegetables. Taki, there are different types. I'm not familiar myself, but if it's a taka type that comes with quite a bit of vegetables, contain ample amount of vegetables, the bracha for the soup would be baruch priyo adama, like a regular vegetable soup, right? So, l'chore, I mean, what he's saying, a person has to really assess the situation. If it's a taka full of regular vegetables, so then we're looking at a hadama. But if it's just a little bit here and there, just to enhance the soup itself, then we would rely on a shahakal, because the main thing is the soup itself. Now, the question comes up, which is even stronger. A lot of these soups, I know I've seen, other types of microwave-ready soup in a cup, instant soups. Again, we're dealing with the instant soups, contain ample amounts of noodles. It comes with quite a bit of noodles, sometimes in a separate bag, right? You put it in, and sometimes it's quite a bit. So then the bracha for such soups would be a bore mina mizonas. So you have noodles in your soup, and we spoke about that before, you're making it, you're cooking it all together, right? So you have a regular mizonos in there, you have the noodles in there. So as you eat it, so then it becomes a regular mizonos because of the fact that mizonos, as we know, takes precedence in these various different type of soups or the foods in general when it's there for a taste or sustenance. Okay, just one more quick thing in reference to vegetable soups. So regular vegetable soups, like we said before, if one eats a regular vegetable soup, the bracha, he brings down those Rabbanan on page 434, the bracha for, again, he's quoting from the Shulchan Aruch and so on, the bracha for regular vegetable soup made from vegetables or beans and so on is baruch pri ho'adama. That's it, it's baruch pri ho'adama, I have my vegetables and I eat my soup, baruch pri ho'adama. Now, but the interesting note he brings down over there, that if flour was added, let's say a person put in flour, it was added to thicken the soup, right? The bracha nevertheless remains a baruch pri ho'adama. So it's like this. Then he continues on. If the vegetable soup contains barley or noodles, like we spoke about last time, so then the bracha is going to be bar mina mezonos, right? Because that takes precedence. That's there for sustenance and taste. But if it's a question of the flour that was put in there, and again, the flour, when flour is put into a food and it's there for taste and sustenance, so then that's going to be again mezonos. But over here, it's added to thicken the soup. So he brings that on the bottom just to read what he says. Normally, if one of the ingredients in a mixture is mezonos, right, then the bracha will be bar mina mezonos. That's how we do it. One of the ingredients is bar mina mezonos, then it stays bar mina mezonos as long as it's there for taste and sustenance. And in general, we say that mezonos is going to cover the whole soup. But, so in this case, however, since the flour is added merely to thicken the soup, it's there for the mechanics of the soup, right? We spoke about this many times. It's there for the mechanics of the soup. Therefore, it's not considered the ikur. That's what he brings down. Okay, so we'll stop over here. But that's basically the concept with the various different soups that we went through. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.